imagine that moment.
That's, that's a majority of the reason you play hockey as a kid is to, come and play in the playoffs, play for the Stanley Cup, and get an opportunity to score a goal like that. So to say it's a dream come true is a pretty big understatement.
What do you see in the play itself on the
goal? Honestly, I think our forwards just do a really good job, really selfless job of getting the puck low to high, banking it off the boards there. And it's kind of the defensive part of the game that you need to get the shot through. So, I didn't see much. I just tried to get the shot through, and, luckily it went in.
Is that what you're looking for, though, is just simply trying to, A, get the shot away, but, B, get it on net?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty tough to see from the blue line. You see one defender right in front of you. Their forwards are pushing out pretty hard, but if you can get it past that second layer, it's going to be a great scoring opportunity. So that's just kind of what you have to focus on.
When you get acquired, I mean, you're probably a depth guy at that point, and then things happen, and all of a sudden you're, sort of an unlikely hero tonight. What's that road been like?
I've had a pretty big roller coaster of an NHL career so far, so... it's nothing new to me to get thrown into a situation that is, a lot more pressure than what you kind of foresee in the future. And, it's moments like these that can either kind of make or break your hockey career. So, take it hour to hour and just play your game and play fun and, just enjoy the moment.
Really physical first period that carried through. Has that set the tone for what you guys anticipated the series would be like?
I think so. I think it's just the emotion of playoff hockey that, everything comes down to finishing your checks, wearing teams down. Seven games in the playoffs as a series is excruciating on your body. And I think both teams know that and understand that, and that's why the game turns to be such a physical game. So, we've got the size and the grit for that. If they want to play that game, you can play it all night long. It just adds the emotion, gets the crowd into it too. It's awesome.
You've been traded a bunch of times. You've packed your bags, changed your addresses. Lots of that for you in your career, right? Is this kind of, maybe something you deserve after all that?
I don't know. If you believe in karma and trying to be a good person and eventually get rewarded for it, then yeah, absolutely. I think, I've like I said before, I've had a major roller coaster of an NHL career so far. And, to have a little, I don't even know if you want to call it a Cinderella story of a night tonight is it makes you feel good. It makes, all the bad times, all the times you've battled so hard to try and get an opportunity, it makes them just go away. It washes them away, and you get to enjoy it in front of a crowd and in front of a city like this.
Some guy in the media pool picked your name at the start of the game and said, "Oh, man, I got Joe Morrow." And he just won like $360.
Hey, it's good for them. I think you should pay that to me, but that's fine. You can keep it, I guess. But shouldn't be so negative off the start anymore.
With that second chance on me, too. I mean, this is what players look for. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've said before previously many times, it's an opportunity. It's a game of chances. It's when you're given an opportunity, if you don't capitalize on it, it's a really small window to stay in the National Hockey League and to be successful as a hockey player. I mean, I'm sure you guys know all the numbers of even making it to the NHL. It's pretty slim to none. And to be able to have that opportunity, first or second time, get second chances like this is... it's pretty unlikely, so that's on you if you can't capitalize on it and try and make a career out of this.
What's made things so comfortable for Justin as a parent?
Honestly, he was the first. Like, I got put in here right when I got traded. I got sat beside him. I kind of just got to understand him as a person and how he thinks and operates. And there'll be a couple opportunities, where he's down low or he plays a pretty risky game, which, works for him because he's a, big boy, highly skilled, great offensive creating, defenseman. So plays a little unorthodox game, but I think just getting to know him as a person and realizing that, if I have to stray away from a game that I like to play a little bit that makes us both successful, that's just kind of what you have to do. It's just kind of, what you get slotted in as. So that's how I've done it.
Touch on.
Honestly, you see teams talk about experience so much, and experience in the playoffs is like none other. It's not even the same type of hockey you would ever see in the regular season. You never get a game like this. You'll never get an atmosphere like this. You'll just never get, you never get to know how hard it actually is until you play it. So coming into this game, I knew right away. You have a hot start. You need to come out physical and strong, and you can't let your guard down and if something hurts, you can't show it. It's just, it's a whole different beast. So I think it did help a lot to, you know, have some playoff experience coming into this.
What was your first whiteout experience like?
It was incredible. You know, I had an interview on the bench after the game here. I was trying to find a word for it, but it was so cool. It was electrifying. I don't know. There was people, you know, there's half people filled both bowls in the warm-up of the game, and you never see that. And just to, you know, every chance they get, they're cheering as loud as they can, and they're pouring their hearts and souls into the ice. And, you know, all that funnels down to us, and it really does make a huge difference. So, you know, I hope people do understand that. But my first whiteout experience will be, I mean, especially how it played out, will be one I'll never forget. So